Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Christian Faith Publishing author Terry Buhecker's newly released As I Walk in the Heart of God is a touching collection of spiritually driven verse meant to inspire and comfort, a poignant reflection on the blessings in the lessons and the challenges faced as we strive to remain true to God and trust in His plan. Terry is our guest on This Week in America, Terry Buhecker, author of the book, As I Walk in the Heart of God. Terry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. It's really nice to be here.
What an important book that you've written and one all of us can use. Let's talk about starting this career in writing and writing this book. Why do you write? What satisfaction do you get from writing? You do it so well. Why did you start writing?
I started writing to help with clear my feelings because when you get down, a lot of times you stay there. But it seems like when I put it on paper, I can start where I'm very down, but God brings me up. And at the end, I just feel His presence, His strength, and it makes me feel better, and I have strength to go on.
You know, it's interesting because you're inspiring all of us with your writing and inspiring yourself, it sounds like, with the writing as well. This really works for you. And the book is so well written, As I Walk in the Heart of God by Terry Buhecker. That's Buhecker. We'll give you that as we go through the program. Book available. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. Her website or her book is there as well, ChristianFaithPublishing.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Terry, what inspires you? Talk about that and then how you go about capturing that inspiration. What motivates you to start to write something?
Well, it's very spontaneous.
Yes.
And so I might be just dwelling on something and I don't know, verses just come to my head or feelings. Feelings are really hard to express verbally for me, but they're much easier to express on paper. So I can find the right words and I don't stumble around.
How difficult is it to do that? Sometimes, as you say, it's difficult to express ourselves. I think as you're writing verse, it's even maybe more difficult to get the right words, to get the right flow, to say it succinctly and to capture our attention and the thoughts that you were trying to convey. How challenging is it to get the right words?
Sometimes it's not challenging at all. They just seem to flow out of me, which is nice.
Yes.
Like a well of water springing up. That's something God says He gives, a well of water. So, and then other times, like I say, I just start writing. Like, I feel bad today. Sometimes I'll write a letter. I journal a lot. I do journal. I'll write a letter to God. It's like, this is what's going on today. I think part of it is being very honest with yourself. Sometimes we have a hard time being honest with ourselves because we don't like what we see. We don't want to be the person that we are. We want to be something else. And so then even to ourselves, we try and make ourselves something that we really aren't. And so writing helps me to clear that up. Like, this is really who I am. It's not what I want to be all the time. And I'm still working on it, by the way, all the time.
We all are, so I'm glad to hear that somebody else is struggling from time to time out there as well. Terry Buhecker is our guest on the program. That's Buhecker. If you'll Google the book, As I Walk in the Heart of God, you'll find it. It's available at Amazon, ChristianFaithPublishing.com. A direct link, by the way, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about that need to write. Talk about journaling. You hear so much about journaling now and how important that is, how therapeutic that is. Talk about the need to write and the power of journaling.
Well, let's say you wake up in the morning and your mind is clear and you have a wonderful little thought that has made you feel better, has lifted you up. Kind of let your feet walk on air. And then halfway through the day, you can't remember what it was. But when you journal, you can always go back and look at it and say, oh, yeah, that's what it is. That's what gave me that really uplifted, good feeling that let me smile, let me be nice to people, let me help somebody out. And we forget those things. They're easily drifted away because for some reason it's much easier to dwell on negative thoughts than to keep that positive, happy thought in your heart. And it really is in your heart. I had a bad day the other day, and I was not very pleasant to be around. And I thought, this is just reflecting what's in my heart. And it really changed my attitude. It's a thought that I've been able to keep with me, and I really appreciate it. So journaling can bring you back to that space that uplifted you. And so it's really important.
The book is so well written, and in reading reviews, a number of people keep a copy of this close by. When they need a little bit of reinforcement, they're able to go get Terry's book and look through that and see what Terry's gone through, struggles like all of us have gone through. You've captured this. You've been able to explore God's heart, to be able to tap into that, to get you through difficult times. How can we explore God's heart?
Well, I do read my Bible every day. And I suppose, just like it says, Mary pondered these things in her heart. Sometimes I have little verses that stick in my heart for a long time before God opens them up to me. But that's one way I do. Oh, my gosh. I like to sing. I sing all the time, and I play the mandolin enough to keep me happy anyway, not very well. But so I do things that help me rest in God's heart, I guess. And that's probably the best way to find out what God's heart is about, because he wants us to rest with him. He doesn't want us to struggle. And he wants us to find peace, and he wants us to find hope. So when you don't have those things in your life or in your heart, that's where you can turn to find it, is in the Lord. And even singing, I make my own little songs up.
And it works, and I think that's a lesson for all of us. It doesn't have to be something real formal. It doesn't have to be something you went and studied 4 years in college to be able to communicate and to feel closer. It's just something that makes you feel good and a connection that you have. The name of the book, it's so appropriate, As I Walk in the Heart of God. You found that out for yourself, still working on it as we all are, but you've been comforted by that. Let's talk about the process of deciding to share this with others, because it's a personal collection. You're putting your thoughts down there, what has worked for you, how you've gotten through difficult times. How difficult was it to share your thoughts with others?
It's taken me years. Years. Some of those are very old thoughts. Because I had a conflict of not sharing it so much, but putting it out there and I wanted to help inspire people. I didn't do it because I wanted to make a lot of money.
Yes.
And so there is my conflict, if you must know.
Well, that's interesting. In balancing that, it's not a commercial venture. It's a venture where you're trying to take lessons you learned and pass along to help other people. Maybe you would have found these answers sooner had you had a book like As I Walk in the Heart of God as a reference as you were on this journey. The thoughts, the poems, do they come from personal experiences? Are all of these based on what Terry has gone through in her life?
I'm going to say yes. I wish I had this really beautiful, happy life. You look at some people and you think, oh, they have all together. They're so put together. And I don't know. I listen to this amazing minister on the radio. You find some great stuff. But he had the cord wrapped around his neck when he was born. And so he always has been like he had a stroke. And he was just saying, I am perfectly and wonderfully made. And, you know, we don't all, if we all had the perfect life, we wouldn't turn to God anyway. We wouldn't have to. So I'm thankful for the struggles he's given me, because it's put me in a place where I can say that I have a friend that walks with me every day, all the time.
Well, and he's given you the ability to express that and to help other people, which is truly a gift. Terry Buhecker is our guest on the program. That's Buhecker. Book is As I Walk in the Heart of God. You'll find it available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the publisher ChristianFaithPublishing.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You inspire so many people with your poems. Have you ever been inspired by other people's poetry? Are there poems that that have inspired you written by others?
Yes, and I wish I could tell you what their names were. My brother gave me this really special book of poems. They're poems that were written back in the 15th century. And there's one from a woman who was sold into slavery when she was 14 into a brothel house. And one of her poems was, "You look on the outside and judge me, but God sees my heart." And this poor woman lived there till she was 50 years old, and a client bought her out. It's a beautiful poem about her hope, her strength, and was in God. And she knew he was with her. It's a beautiful poem.
Sounds like it is. And the fact that you get strength from others as well as you give strength because of your book, As I Walk in the Heart of God. What is the message you hope to give? Is there an overlying message or messages that you hope people will understand as they read As I Walk in the Heart of God?
I hope people will understand that God wants to be your father. Like, you would sit down with your father and you would tell him all the things that I guess I told somebody once, I mean, if you want to be a good parent, are you really willing to sit down and listen to the things you don't want to hear from your children? And are you willing to sit there and help them work through their problems and give them a better outcome? And that's the relationship God wants to have with us. It's not just something that you turn on one day a week. It's something that he wants to be with us all the time. And that's what I hope people would understand, is that he doesn't expect us to be perfect, but he wants us to come to him with an honest heart.
Why is it so important, do you think, to have that relationship with Jesus and God? Some people struggle that relationship. You break it down so well. It's like we're talking to a parent. It's like we're talking to another person. Why is it so important to have a relationship, especially a relationship at that level where we feel that comfort in talking to Jesus?
Well, I had a friend. She was elderly, that passed away, and she was a bossy person, loved her dearly. But I just thought about all the times that she kneeled to the Lord in her life. And then I just, you know, one day everybody will be resurrected. I mean, everybody will. But when you stand before God, will you kneel or fall as we will? As a friend, as a child, will God say, "Oh, there you are," or will you be a stranger? And that's why it's so important. I want God to welcome me into his home, because he knows who I am.
It's so important to have that relationship, and Terry points that out so well. And our conversation today, and certainly in her book, As I Walk in the Heart of God, by Terry Buhecker, Buhecker. If you're Googling, book available at Amazon. The link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the next step. You decide to write the book. You write the book. Now you're going to publish the book. Talk about that. Were there struggles in getting somebody's attention, getting the book out there and getting it published?
You know, I was surprised because when I talked to the publisher, she didn't really sound very hopeful for it to be published. Of course, she hadn't looked at it. But so anyway, I submitted it. She told me, go ahead and submit it. And then when she got back to me, she says, I'm really happy to let you know that they agreed to publish it. It was the first time I had tried. I just finally broke down and said, I'm going to do it. It was probably because God kept saying, when are you going to do it?
Well, see, that relationship works both ways. You talk to him, he talks to you and guides you, gives you thoughts, it sounds like, through the writing process and the publishing process as well. Took you to the right place. The book is published. Take a second here. Talk about the book cover. I think the book cover really captures the essence of As I Walk in the Heart of God. Talk about coming up with the book cover.
Well, I had a little tiny bookmark that I kept at work over my desk. And it was a picture of Jesus walking with a little child holding their hand. Just you were behind them. So you didn't see any faces, but just behind them. And so when the publisher did the first cover, they just had the man in the business suit running up the stairs. You know, we're all very busy, right?
Yes.
And I said, well, that doesn't capture it really, because I just had that picture of that little child walking with Jesus, because really to have that parent relationship with them, we really do have to be the child. We have to be willing to go to them as a child. And so that's how I told him. He says, I really need it to be a little Jesus with a little child. And so they left the businessman running up the stairs. But when we have that relationship with him, then we're as the little child. And so I really liked it. I decided that would be perfect.
That was a good idea, and it is perfect. It captures your attention. The visual, as you look at that, that's the message you get of this closeness that you talk about in the book, As I Walk in the Heart of God. What's next for you? What else are you working on?
Well, I had an experience with a friend who died of ALS.
And sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was... We actually dated for a long time, but I had to move and he didn't want to, so we ended it. But he called me when he was sick, and it was amazing to watch him accept the Lord in his life, and it was at the very last moments. And I don't know, it's a beautiful story, and I'd kind of like to share it. Because it was a huge struggle of, I did not like the lady that was his power of attorney, and just with Skip, just being there with him, and I would leave and go to church, and he would say, okay. And then some days when I'd want to leave, he'd say no. And I'd say, well, if I stay, I'm going to read the study. I'm going to sing a hymn. And he'd be okay. And anyway, it's a neat story. I think it's good to share it. His last days.
That would be a powerful story. And I hope that you're able to write that, publish it, and we have an opportunity to talk about that. I understand you're working on maybe a children's book as well.
Oh, yeah. I actually, you know, we have the book The Night Before Christmas. It's so popular. Santa Claus is coming and going to give you lots of presents. Yes. Under the tree. And I thought, you know, I want to put a book out about the Lord that you could read at night to your children. It's like, but I can't really call it The Night Before the Lord.
Yes.
I'm struggling with the title.
Well, I love the premise of that, and we'll watch and see when those are available. And continuing with the music as well, that really helps you express yourself, and it really bonds that relationship you have, doesn't it?
It does. And so sometimes, you know, what do you dwell on during the day in your empty space? You know, I drive. I do a lot of driving. And I get a lot of empty time where I'm just, you know, your mind's just kind of wandering. And so those songs fill my mind up with good things, you know, that bring me joy, versus thinking about old memories that may not bring you so much happiness that you just as soon forget.
I guess that's a great way to conclude the interview. That gives us all something to think about. We all have that downtime during our day, and these random thoughts come in. Why have random thoughts come in? Choose the thoughts you want that will enrich your life. And another valuable lesson from our guest on the program, author Terry Buhecker. That's Buhecker. The book is As I Walk in the Heart of God. Book is available wherever books are sold. ChristianFaithPublishing.com, the publisher. Also, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. My thanks to King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant. You'll find them at kingpagespress.com, a book offering inspiration and comfort to so many people. Terry, a job well done with the book, As I Walk in the Heart of God. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
You are very welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
It is a pleasure. Hopefully we will stay in touch and do this again. Terry Buhecker, our guest on the program, the book, As I Walk in the Heart of God. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.